Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday, the 1st of June. This week on Battle Drill Devotionals, we focus on the events of Pentecost. The powerful arrival of God's Holy Spirit changed people's lives forever. It can change ours too. We turn once more to our Bible reading for this week, Acts chapter 2 and verses 1 to 21. Today we're reading from the New International Version. The Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, your young men will see visions, your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen." How do you feel about Christ's resurrection? In the 1980s, it became fashionable for Christians to deny that such supernatural events had truly taken place. But a Christian faith without the power of the empty tomb is an empty faith. Peter focused part of his Pentecost sermon on the power behind the resurrection of Jesus. He proclaimed it forthrightly. The events he was speaking about had taken place less than 2 months before. Jesus' death on the cross and news of his later resurrection were still hot news in Jerusalem and beyond. Jesus' execution on a cross outside of the city had taken place in public. I imagine that several people listening to Peter at Pentecost had seen it for themselves. His empty tomb was available for inspection, just a short walk away from where Peter was speaking. If Jesus had not truly died, if the tomb was not truly empty, then Peter would have been laughed at or simply ignored. If Jesus had not been resurrected, then the Roman or Jewish authorities would have produced his body and put an end to Peter's sermon on the spot. The fledgling Christian faith would have died on its feet. But Peter and his fellow disciples had seen Christ's death and resurrection, and it changed them. They had seen and met with the resurrected Jesus, and so in the power of his Holy Spirit, they announced the news with great passion, conviction, and authenticity. And because of that, many people believed them. Our faith and our credibility as followers of Jesus rest on the truth of the empty tomb. Why? Because Jesus' resurrection means he is the Son of God, just as he said he was. It means his word and his promises can be trusted. It means the sacrifice he made for our sin on the cross was indeed acceptable to God. Because of that, we can be sure we will be truly forgiven by God. It means that our Saviour is still living and active in our lives and in the world today. He is here to help us with his Holy Spirit power when we are in need. And it means that one day, we too will conquer death and live with God forever. When you share your faith with others, don't forget the power behind the empty tomb. As you think through these thoughts today, you might want to use these questions to help you go deeper. Are you embarrassed when you try to explain to a non-Christian about Christ's resurrection? Why do you think it's important to emphasize it? I do hope you'll join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill devotional as we think about what we should do after we hear God's word.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.